Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Eugene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Greisman is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning television producer and personality. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them to the studio. He's one of the smartest guys I know. And the top Lincoln, one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy, and I'm glad to say he's our good friend and original founding member of our Brain Trust, and he's here right now. Gene Greisman, welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you. Thank you. I always love to hear the introduction.
Well, I just read it like you write it, Gene.
And you read it so well.
I don't know if I ever told you. I gave a speech for my friend. Bob McTeer down in Dallas years ago, 10 years ago at least, and he was introducing me to the audience that he had assembled for me. And he said, well, I've never heard Jim speak before, so if he's any good, let's get started, and if he's not, let's get it over with.
That's a great introduction. By the way, I will have to say that you start with the basic materials that I sent you, but I just love your embellishments.
Well, it's good. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Gene.
So
one of the things that I do on a regular basis that I love to do for myself, and I do it for people who hang around with me, who follow me, and that is to relate the different setbacks and challenges and failures and even catastrophes that beset Abraham Lincoln in his lifetime, and to demonstrate that you can have these kinds of things go on in your life and still become one of the great humans of all time.
I think that is absolutely true. I think one of the most devastating defeats that occurred to Abraham Lincoln was when he ran against Stephen Douglas for the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Lincoln was concerned, he always wanted to be a senator. He
mm-hmm.
really wanted to be a senator, and so did Mary. And so he fought hard to win that election, and it was very, very painful for him to lose
mm-hmm.
when he did. But it actually set the stage for him becoming president 2 years later.
How so?
Well, one, the debates gave him national recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that time, he was just a regionally known lawyer who had served one term in the U.S. House. So that was it. So he took on a U.S. senator who was widely regarded as the best political figure, the strongest political figure in America.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody that he was his equal at that time in the U.S. Senate. He was a major player. So what happened is that Lincoln, in debating him and standing toe-to-toe with him, gave him a national audience.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that Lincoln was very strategic and maneuvered Stephen Douglas into making some statements that alienated his Southern support.
Ah.
So when the election came up in 1860, the Democratic Party split between the Northern Democrats
right.
and the Southern Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were split, the Republicans won the first election.
And so look how not only Lincoln benefited from that loss in 58,
yes.
but look
yes.
how America and could we even say the world benefited.
There's no
from
doubt
that
the
loss.
World.
Yeah.
There's no doubt the world benefited because if the Civil War had been successful, the United States would not have divided just into two nations. There was every indication that there would be at least three or four
yeah.
Separate
the
nations.
California, the Western California group,
yes.
the Texas group,
New England,
yeah, and the South and the Confederacy. You know, Gene, in my own life, and this is something you know, you've seen my gray hair. You know, I've lived a long time. But in my long career, I've learned this myself, and I learned it a long time ago, and I've learned it over and over again to the point where I'm pretty philosophical about it now. And that is, there have been so many times when I wanted something so bad. I wanted to be a senator. You know what I mean? I used to use the Lincoln metaphor. I wanted that senator seat so bad. I worked for it. I moved heaven and earth. I did everything I could do because I knew that's what I needed to have. That should be my fate.
Yes.
And I didn't get it.
Yes.
And I was crestfallen. I couldn't even. I was inconsolable.
Yes.
And in any given, now this that could be a lot of different times. So anywhere from the next day to a month later to 6 months later to a year later, I would raise my head to heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for not letting me have what I thought I needed.
Yeah.
Because it turned out that not getting it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I think that
but time
you have
has
to learn how to deal with that. What helped you overcome the pain?
You know, I think from on a personal level, one of the things that I do, even though I may not be happy that something didn't work out, I don't look back. I wake up the next day,
okay.
I put one foot in front of the other, and I move on to the next thing. I think that heals, that helps to heal. But I'll tell you, here's another thing, Gene. After a couple of times of that happening, after a while, you start saying, okay, maybe you're not as smart as you think you are. Maybe you don't really know exactly what you need. And so I got to the point where then I would say, okay, I'm going to work really hard on this, but I'm not going to do any unnatural acts. I'm going to try as hard as I can try, but if it doesn't work out, then I know that maybe it wasn't meant to be because of past experience. I wonder if, after all the things that happened to Lincoln, if he ever got to that point.
I think he did. I'm, as I told you before I came on, I'm working on a new book on great athletic coaches,
mm-hmm.
and just came on a book written by Bobby about and by Bobby Bowden,
mm-hmm.
The famous FSU
Florida State. Yep.
Yes, and he talked about how he dealt with some very painful experiences, and one of the things he said, young coaches and athletes do not have, is the memory of survival.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, yep, after you've been through some stuff
yep.
that didn't work out, you learn that you can keep on, that you will survive. But the young athletes and young coaches
yep.
often don't know that.
They don't have that memory. Mm-hmm.
And, the memory of survival
yep.
is terribly important.
I love
to say,
that.
I got through this before, and I'll get through it again.
And also, as I said, in my case, the realization that not only did I survive, but I dodged a bullet. Because if I'd gotten what I wanted, I'd been in bigger trouble. Hold on to that thought. Gene Kreisman, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.